Well, we learned we'd like to have Aaron in there for the entire time. And not to take away anything from the other guys, but Aaron's an excellent player, and he's one of the best in the game, and when you don't have that in there, it makes things more difficult. But the guys who came in did well, and I think the rest of the offensive team and the team in general, rallied behind them, and everyone picked up their game a little bit.
What's your report card on Flynn?
My report card. Matt did a good job when he was in there. You know, he played under some difficult circumstances. He brought us back in some games, along with the rest of the guys on the offense. He's the Matt Flynn we remember when we had him.
Coach McCarthy called it the biggest challenge in terms of the single year that he's experienced. Are you on the same page there in terms of it being your biggest challenge as a coach?
Well, it's obviously the QB. If you're talking, what are you talking about that specifically? Well, we had a lot of injuries. We didn't have as many on offense. We had some on offense. We had more on defense, and obviously, I'm aware of those. But that doesn't really factor in on what we do on the offensive side. But we did have some offensive injuries, some significant ones. Played four different quarterbacks, so that that makes things difficult. But you have to adjust, and I thought the players did a good job.
Tom, Coach McCarthy said that he felt the Packers' offense was as good as any in the league. Do you agree?
Yeah, we just looked at the you hate to always rely on statistics, but I have a sheet of about 15-16 statistics, and we improved in about 10 areas over the last year. I think we ended up third or so in total offense. We didn't do as well as we wanted in the red zone, but we were down there on a per-game basis. We were the second-leading team in the league. So we did a lot of good things offensively. And, we had some injuries, as I said, some significant injuries. And to do what we did I think the guys should feel good about it, and it's a testament to their ability and sticking together and playing well as a team.
It's just the lack of continuity, the biggest challenge. I think Jordy's the only skilled position guy to start every game.
Well, it's not just continuity. It's you lose outstanding, talented players. If you had 11 guys who weren't good and they played there all the time, that's the continuity isn't the important thing. So we had guys who stepped in and did well, but when you lose outstanding players, it obviously makes it more difficult because you're always playing against outstanding players.
You'll get guys back like Sherrod and Belaga next year with the idea that they might give you more playing time. What kind of expectations would you have coming on this year for next year?
Well, certainly, I think it was great for Derek after his long stretch of rehabbing to, get on the roster. He got in a little bit. He'll have this off season to get entirely ready. Brian got hurt early and had surgery early, so his rehab is, I'm sure, on schedule. I don't know that for certain, but they're both good players, and that'll add to the depth of the line, and it should make for good competition.
Tom, the red zone thing you mentioned earlier, have you had time to kind of figure that out and why that was a problem?
No, I mean, we haven't started that process. We'll start reviewing the whole season, and we usually start with a run game, and then at some point we look at all the red zone plays and have a better understanding of, what happened. But the red zone is more difficult it can be more difficult than other areas because there's not, the defense isn't defending as much space. The windows close a little tighter, and you have to be able to execute well. And I'm sure we had some penalties down there, some sacks, some things that hurt us. So we'll just have to analyze all that, but I don't have a good handle on that now.
Tom, you talk about the run game. Can you expand a little bit on Eddie Lacy and James Starks? How much those guys helped your offense? Because he starts to stay healthy.
Well, they both had excellent years. I mean, Eddie for rookie year, run for close to 1,200 yards. I think he had 11 touchdowns, and You know, he's a force to be reckoned with. He runs with power and doesn't go down easily. And so he had an outstanding year that helps the offensive line. It helps the passing game when teams have to focus on that. And when James came in, he had I thought an excellent year. He ran hard, you know, stayed healthy, and that was a good 1-2 punch for us.
Tom, Mike said that he thought that this offense had the ability to be better than the 2011 offense, which was really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was it to not be able to be that offense because of the injuries and everything else? And how do you guys, as an offensive coaching staff, think you handled that adversity? Because it certainly was tough.
Well, I think the players handled it well. You know, when you lose guys who are, you know, important parts of the offense, it's difficult. But the people who stepped in did good jobs, and the remaining people who were there picked up their game and did well also. Even with, you know, playing without Aaron for what, I don't know how many games there was. Eight games, and losing JerMichael and some other injuries along the way, we still did well. We were productive in a lot of areas, so it was gratifying.
Do you think Tolzien can be that young developmental quarterback that most people think you need?
Well, we like Scott. He is a hard worker. He's always here. He's intelligent. He works at it. So he certainly has that capability.
You talked about the red zone maybe being something you'll take a look at. What other points of emphasis, I guess, will you take in the offseason?
No, we look at everything. I was just mentioning that specifically. We analyze, we go through the whole, every game. We break down the season. We look at all the runs together. We look at all the passes together. We look at red zone. We look at third down. We look at goal line. We look at short yardage. We look at 4 minute. We look backed up. So you analyze it and see where you might want to see what was what we did well, what we didn't do well, and try to make adjustments.
What if Aaron doesn't get hurt?
It's a hypothetical. How can I answer that?
Is that the question, though, that everyone is left asking?
I don't know. I haven't asked it. I mean, it's a fact of life. You lose guys, and Aaron wasn't there, and it is what it is.
So that's just how coaches operate. Like, you don't allow yourself to think that way. Because, I mean, I think from a human perspective, it's hard not to, you know. But for you guys, you're just conditioned not to do that, or how does that work?
Well, I don't think it serves any useful purpose.
How do you feel Aaron played returning for the last couple of games? He was pretty hard on his performance against the 49ers.
Well, I think he can assess his own performance, but I think he played well. It was great to have him in there. We had some opportunities in the 49er game that we didn't make, we didn't capitalize on, and against a good defense, you have to capitalize on them. That's not just Aaron, that's the offense.
Tom, after what you guys went through offensively with teams playing those two high safeties all the time against you, how excited are you going forward about the idea of having Eddie in the backfield for 16 games, having Aaron in the backfield for 16 games, and how defenses are going to have to really play you going forward?
Well, we feel good about where we are offensively. It'll be great to have Eddie and Aaron back and ready to go next year. It just makes it, if the defense has to defend against everything, the run, the pass, all types of passes, the various runs, it makes, as long as you can execute, it makes playing offense fun. So we're looking forward to it.
Thank you. This season, make anyone think reevaluate the two quarterbacks versus three quarterbacks on the 53-man, or is that just whoever's in the room determines that?
I don't know. I mean, it's that decision, you make a weekly decision. It's not just about the quarterback. I mean, it's you can only have a certain number of guys on game day, and you have to make a decision based on who you're playing and who you have available, what the other injuries are. It's not just a one position determination.
What's your vision for Jonathan Franklin next year?
Well, Jonathan is a, you know, he showed flashes, had a great game against Cincinnati. He's a different kind of back. You know, he's a different kind of runner than the guys we have. He's good out of the backfield, so he's an excellent prospect.
Did Jordy Nelson kind of elevate his value to this team this year, I mean, especially moving to the slot and doing the different things he did?
Well, I don't know if he elevated his value. We've always considered him very valuable. He's an outstanding player. He does everything well. Rarely makes mistakes. You know, he's productive. He showed his versatility, being able to play in the slot. He had done that in previous years, but he did it more because of the injury situation. So he had a great year, and he's an outstanding player.